OCO Audio Boom. Today is the 13th of July. It's a Monday, I think. Yeah. Feels like Wednesday to me. I don't know why. Anyway, I just wanted to come in and talk about what I've been doing. Some of y'all, a lot of y'all are probably annoyed at me. The people who actually talk to me frequently, because it's something I'm excited about, and so I've been tweeting a lot about it. and that is my recent starting Taekwondo. It's the ATA Taekwondo, not the WTF or INF or whatever else. It's just American Taekwondo Association. That's who runs it. It's here in town. You actually, you know, it's not like an online thing. You actually go to class. And it's like a really big deal for me because it's not something I do. Not the kind of thing I've ever done before. And and it's really exciting to me because I never thought it was possible for a blind person to do Taekwondo. I just never could imagine how. So I started it last week and I've already learned six steps so far into Sangam 1. So, sorry, humidity is messing up my sinuses and stuff. So I'm learning like faster than I thought I would. The good thing about my teacher is that he, breaks things down and he'll actually put my, if I don't know how to put one of my arms or if I'm not tilted the right way, he'll actually come up and tilt me the right way, which I don't mind. Other people would, but you know, it needs to be done with some things. In Taekwondo, you know, you are great. You are, your line alignment and everything is noticed eventually in testing and everything. So, you know, he will come up and say, tilt this arm this way or turn a little bit more to this side or whatever. I thought about recording a class one day, but I don't know about that yet. Anyway, yeah, so I don't have class today because he's in Atoka, which is 30 miles away. Like, he runs two different dojangs, I think. Anyway, so it's really exciting for me. And I just also wanted to tell y'all that are blind, you should follow at Servant Warrior. That's at ServantWarrior. He teaches, I believe it's jiu-jitsu. He's got like two or three black belts and little subcategories of Guardian Kempo or it's something like that. I don't remember exactly. Anyway, you should go follow him. He's blind also. A blind martial artist. Especially if you really have a lot of questions. And you're considering doing some kind of martial arts. And I also encourage those of y'all who are blind and are looking for something to do sport-wise or for exercise or for discipline or whatever, you really should consider Taekwondo. As well as the other martial arts, probably. I can't say for sure because I've only taken Taekwondo. So, but Taekwondo, you really should consider. It's not as hard as you would think it is. I used to think, oh, that looks really elegant and really kind of fancy and pretty. And I don't know, I don't think I could do that. But you really can. You really can. And you do have to apply yourself. I practice every night. I practice before class and after class, usually. Weekend and week out and so on. So, it does take practice, but it is something you can do. With a vision impairment of any degree. So really, you should consider it. And I just wanted to tell you all about that, who haven't already heard about it. Hopefully I will convince somebody eventually to try martial arts, be it Taekwondo or Judo or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Kenpo or Tangsudo or Karate or etc., etc. I'm not going to sit here and name all the, you know, kinds of martial arts, but you get the idea. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Unrelated thing also, we're under heat advisory today, which if you are not from here is something that happens a lot, if you don't know. We are supposed to hit 110-ish today, if we haven't already. I haven't been keeping track, but I've had a heat advisory on my phone for my area since yesterday morning. So, just a little tidbit of interest. Anyway, I will let y'all go. Hopefully, I've spoken to some of y'all in this post.